Hey, Shouty.
Daughter from House Services, this is Susie.
Yeah, hi Susie, is Ms. Carmen in?
Yes, hold on please.
Sure.
This is Carmen, can I help you?
Hi, Ms. Carmen, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, just fine, Jeremiah. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. How was your weekend there?
Oh, great.
It always ends so quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, I know. I wish it would be longer. Work more hours during the day and have more extra days off.
That sounds amazing.
I wish I had my brothers and my sons' to schedule. They work 10 hours a day, and then they have, like, I think it's 2 or 3 days off.
Oh, wow.
So.
It's kind of like a nurse's schedule?
No, well, not law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
My brothers and my nephews and my son, they're all in law enforcement.
All right, so. Okay.
It's good because I have a PD, I have Wake County Sheriff, I have the troopers, I have Border Patrols.
Wow.
So in that area, they happen to stop me. I'll say, do you know my nephew? Do you know my brother? Do you know my son? No, I'm just kidding. No, thank God I've never been stopped. No, I would never hear the end of it.
If you did get stopped, you would be good. Yes. You would just throw the names.
Yes.
Well, I'm calling you, Ms. Carmen, to see if you received my email with the documents and the link. Okay.
Yes, I did. I have him here with me. I printed them out. The thing is that Mr. Torres had to go out on a family emergency.
Oh, okay.
So, I texted him yesterday. I sent him copies because I wanted to know if he was here so he could go over it and tell me where he was. And then he just let me know. He says, que he's still out of town.
Okay.
I don't know for how long. I think it's his in-law, but he doesn't go into a lot of detail, so I didn't want to ask.
No, I totally understand.
But as soon as he calls me or he goes over it, you know, he'll let me know. I was going to ask you, I didn't understand because I know he's going to question it. He's going to ask me this, but I didn't understand it. On the first page that I got, Jeremiah,
mm-hmm.
It has some kind of a table. What's that table? How does that is or how does it work if you pay before the day's calendars, you know, that's how much you're going to end up paying or what?
Let me pull it up here. Okay. So the addendum prepayment schedule. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. When is it Friday?
By the end of the term, for example, by the end of the term, we're going to end up paying $258,000, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that would
that's
be
what that means.
The 14 months. Okay.
Yeah, that's just the breakdown of where you're at within those days.
Okay.
Right? So if you're in day 241 and you paid it off, that's what your balance would be.
Okay. Oh, that would be the balance owed, still owed to you.
Not owed. I believe that's what's paid. That's what you guys have paid once you make that payment. Let me see. Let me follow up and figure out what exactly the discount would be.
I want to be sure because I know he's going to ask me.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
He's going to ask me about this table. He's going to, well, it's going to be so much money. And I said, well, okay, let's say we paid for 210 days, we should have paid, a certain amount of money. But that would be the total owed. So that's what I want to explain to him. Will the amount that's still balance owed?
Yeah.
That
so no, that's what it would be to pay. So let's say you see how it says calendar day 1 through 30. If you paid the loan off in 30 days, you're going to be paying a total of 205.
Okay.
942.
But for example, let's say that if you already gave 30 payments.
Uh-huh.
Would I deduct those payments from this balance that says
yes.
The 30 days?
Yes, absolutely.
From there.
Okay, absolutely,
that
yeah.
The,
that's just your total payback you're paying. So that's what they figured. So if you end up paying it off, let's say, at the day 331, it'll say whatever you've paid will be go towards it, but you'll end up paying the rest and the remaining balance of $245,000.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm confused there. Okay, let's say that by on the 360 days, for example.
You paid $200,000. You would just need to pay $45,000 more.
That's what, that's where I got it. I have to pay $245,000. Are you kidding me?
I was wording that wrong. I'm sorry.
Yes, where are my payments gone? So, okay. Okay, so
correct.
That would be this. Okay. Okay, let me ask you something else.
Sure.
This is for a total of 300 payments, correct?
It is for a total of, where does it have it written down? 300 payments, yes.
Correct, right? It's going to be 300 payments of $859.49.
Correct.
Okay. So I can give him that. Okay. Well, let me ask you, this is just a question. I mean, I need to, you know, I want to offer him several options because I know he's going to ask me. I know he's going to know, well, how does this work? What do we, whatever. If we, supposedly that we can give, instead of giving $8.59, let's say we can pay $100 more, let's say $9.59 a day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would that lower the fees and the time lapse on the payments, or would it be the same?
It's a good question. Yeah, great question. So what I would do, there's no benefit to paying the extra $100 a month because it's a fixed payment. Okay, so every payment you make, it just goes towards the principal and the whatever the set payment or payback is. So by paying an extra $100, it doesn't help you in any way. The only time it's going to benefit you is when you're ready to pay it off.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Okay.
Let me think something here. Okay. Let's say that for whatever reason we are in good status and you know we get a lot of extra money in that month and I say, okay, you know what, let me send $1,000. So, let's say, can I call and give, like, the extra $1,000? Say, hey, can this go to the principal? I mean, I know it's just going to be, but, I mean, it's just going to lower my balance when we're ready to pay it off, if we're ready to pay it off before time, correct?
Correct. So, that's what I'm saying. I would, if you want to do that, I would just put it in a separate account and don't touch it and say, like, all right, let's put $1,000 towards it, put it in that account. Because by you paying it to us, it doesn't help you in any way. You're still going to have that payment the next day of $859 no matter what. So even if you paid $1,000 extra, it doesn't, like, the next day it won't say, oh, she paid an extra $1,000, so let's not charge her for tomorrow. You
okay,
know,
no,
like,
no, no. No, no,
yeah.
No, I know. Yeah, no, that I understand. It's not gonna.
Yeah, it's not like you
daily
can.
Thing. It's just gonna help me at the.
The end. Correct, correct. But you can always make an extra payment, and pay more. Yeah, absolutely. We don't frown upon that at all.
Okay, so and in the 300 days, that would be the 14 months, right? Because I mean, we have to deduct the weekends and we have to deduct the holidays that were closed and you're closed. So.
Correct.
That would be the 300 days. Okay.
300 business days. Yeah.
Okay. Now, but let me text him and see if he can, let me know if he's here or he's on his way or what the deal is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as soon as I hear something, like I said, I mean, I don't even know if he's going to be back today or not. But I'll let you know. I'll email you. And,
okay.
Okay. The copies that he signs, if he signs them. You know, today or tomorrow, whatever. Do I need to scan them and send them back to you, fax them, mail
yes,
them
ma'am.
Back? Or you want me to be, they have to be scanned.
They have to be scanned. Yeah, you can scan them and email them back to me.
Okay, dokie. Okay.
That'd be
so
perfect.
Let me see if he got my text from yesterday where I sent him the front page with the payments and everything else. And see what he tells me, and then, like I said, I mean, as soon as I have anything, I'll email you back.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ms. Carmen.
So thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye bye.